Ever feel like the tech world is moving at warp speed?
It can be a lot to keep up with, that's for sure.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into how one municipality is tackling a really big one, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, AI. It's everywhere you turn these days.
Right. And we've got these internal documents from Randers Commune. They've got their own AI strategy, and it's interesting stuff.
Oh, really? What's their approach?
They're not shying away from it, that's for sure. They seem to really see AI as transformative for how a municipality can operate.
Not just jumping on the AI bandwagon, then.
Not at all. And they're taking it seriously. Like, first things first, they're setting up a dedicated AI task force.
A whole task force just for AI.
Yep. And it'll be staffed with their own people, experts who are passionate about AI.
So like their own internal AI think tank.
Exactly. Their job is going to be to stay up to date on all things AI, figure out how those tools can be used by the municipality, even advise on the legal aspects.
That's smart. You need that expertise on hand.
Definitely. And they'll report directly to the municipality's leadership.
So it's not just some side project. They're making it a priority.
Right. But they're also big on transparency. They're creating a central hub on their intranet. They call it Bruin.
Bruin.
Yeah. And on that, they're building their AI universe, essentially, a one-stop shop for everything AI within the municipality. AI 101, implementation resources, guidelines, you name it. It's all there.
Makes sense. Get everyone on the same page from the get-go.
Exactly. But, okay, they're building this knowledge base, but how are they actually deciding which AI tools to use and when? I mean, the AI landscape is massive.
It is. So how are they narrowing it down?
Well, they're developing a mandatory AI screening tool.
Okay. What's that?
It's like a built-in gut check before they jump into any AI project. Mm-hmm. Three big questions. One, may we use AI? Mm-hmm. So thinking about any legal and ethical considerations.
Makes sense. You got to cover those bases.
Then can we use AI? Meaning, is it even feasible for them given their resources, their capability?
Practical consideration.
Exactly. And finally, will we use AI? Meaning, does it line up with their overall goals? Will it actually make a positive difference? All of that.
So no jumping on every new AI trend that comes along.
No, they're being very deliberate. It's all about using AI responsibly, making sure it aligns with what they're trying to achieve as a municipality.
That's refreshing to hear.
Speaking of being responsible, they're also developing a specific code of conduct for using AI.
Wow, they're really going all in on this.
Yeah, they're drawing inspiration from EU guidelines, national laws here in Denmark, even the national AI strategy. They want a unified, responsible approach across all departments.
That's smart. Setting clear expectations from the start.
Absolutely. So they've got their task force, this knowledge hub, guidelines, a code of conduct. But what about specific AI tools? What are they actually looking at using?
Right, let's get down to the specifics.
Well, the documents show they're currently evaluating their guidelines on ChatGPT.
Interesting. Everyone's talking about ChatGPT these days.
Right. But they're also thinking about switching to Microsoft Copilot as their preferred AI tool.
So they're weighing their options, seeing which platform fits their needs best.
Exactly. And once they've made that decision, they plan to do thorough training for key personnel.
Making sure everyone's comfortable using whatever they decide on.
Exactly. So we've talked about their framework, the tools they're considering. But what about actual AI projects? What are they looking to implement?
Right, because all this planning is great, but what are they actually going to do with it?
So here's something interesting. They're considering joining a consortium that's developing a Danish language model.
A Danish language model. Now that's interesting. Why is that?
Well, it all comes down to context, right? A lot of these AI models out there are trained primarily on English.
That's true.
Which means they might not always pick up on the nuances of other languages. The cultural stuff, the slang, even humor.
Right, like those AI-powered translation fails you see online.
Exactly. So imagine trying to get an AI trained on English to understand Higge. It probably wouldn't go so well.
Yeah, it would be lost in translation.
Totally. So by supporting a Danish language model, they're investing in AI that gets their culture.
Makes sense. It's about making sure AI is actually useful in their local context.
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't expect an AI designed to navigate the New York subway system to understand the London Underground.
You'd probably end up very lost.
Exactly. Different places, different systems, different ways of talking about them. So this Danish language model, it's a pretty big deal.
It is. And it makes you wonder, should more organizations be thinking along these lines? Developing AI tailored to the language and culture where it's actually going to be used?
That's a great question. Localization is going to be huge, especially as AI becomes more integrated into our everyday lives.
Absolutely. So Danish language model, that's one project. What else are they looking at?
Well, they're also interested in using voice bots and chat bots.
Chat bots, those are popular.
Yeah, they're everywhere these days.
Yeah.
And Randers Commune is thinking about using them for their phone systems and on Broen, their intranet.
Okay, so instead of getting stuck in phone tree purgatory or clicking through a million pages on a website, you just ask a chatbot what you need.
Right. It can make things a lot easier for both their employees and citizens, which aligns with their whole goal of using AI to streamline things, make things more efficient.
Makes sense. So they're thinking big with AI, but are they thinking about the cost of all this? Because AI can't be cheap.
That's the thing. They're actually aiming to implement all of this within their existing budgets.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. It's all in the documents.
That's impressive. Talk about being resourceful.
Right. They're serious about making this work without blowing their budget.
That shows real commitment. They're not letting the financial side of things scare them off from exploring the potential of AI. It's really remarkable how Randers Commune is approaching this whole AI thing.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
Task force, AI knowledge hub, guidelines, a whole code of conduct, even thinking about a Danish language model. They're really covering all their bases. It's impressive, right? They're not just dipping their toes in the AI pool. They're diving right in.
And in a way that makes sense. It's strategic. It's thought out.
It makes you wonder, could this start a trend? Will we see more municipalities following their lead?
I think it's definitely possible, especially as AI proves itself in the public sector.
Right. Because if it works for one municipality, others are going to take notice.
Exactly. Imagine a future where dealing with your local government is actually, dare I say it, enjoyable.
Okay, I like where you're going with that.
No more headaches, no more red tape, just smooth and easy interactions.
That's the dream.
Right.
Yeah. Powered by AI.
We'll have to wait and see. But okay, it can't all be sunshine and roses, right? What about the potential downsides of relying so much on AI? There have to be some.
Oh, absolutely. And it sounds like Randers Commune is aware of that with all their emphasis on responsible AI.
Yeah.
But yeah, one potential downside is becoming too dependent on it.
Right, like losing that human touch. Exactly. You don't want AI making every single decision, especially when it comes to things that affect people's lives.
Absolutely. AI for efficiency, but you still need that human element, that empathy in certain situations.
Right. And then there's the big one, data privacy. Municipalities handle so much sensitive information, it's crucial that they're using AI in a way that respects people's privacy.
No AI leaks.
Exactly. It's a balancing act for sure. But from what we've seen, it sounds like Randers Commune is on the right track.
They're asking the right questions, at least.
And trying to find those answers, which is more than a lot of organizations are doing.
So we've talked a lot about municipalities, but what about other sectors? Can businesses, organizations, can they learn from how Randers Commune is approaching AI?
Absolutely. This isn't just a municipality thing. The lessons here are universal. Build up that internal expertise, figure out the ethical side, and most importantly, focus on AI projects that actually align with your goals. Don't just chase the latest AI trends for the sake of it.
Do your homework? Well, there you have it. A deep dive into how one municipality is navigating the world of AI.
It's a fascinating case study, and it's really got me thinking about the bigger picture.
Me too. And I think the big takeaway here is that AI is here to stay. It's time to start thinking about how we want to use it, how it's going to shape our lives, our work, even our cities and towns.
Exactly. It's time to get serious about AI.
And that's a wrap on today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.